Are you an aspiring filmmaker or producer looking to get some advice and tips from some of the best local and national filmmakers and broadcasters? Well, the annual Adelaide Screenmakers Conference is the event for you. Over 2 days at the end of July, key broadcasters, distributors, producers, and more from across film, TV, and online content will come together to share tips and experiences. Local film producer Rebecca Elliott, who will be one of this year's speakers at the event, joins us now to tell us more about the program. Good morning.
Good morning, Tom. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Now, the lineup for this year's conference looks fantastic. What are some of the highlights for you in the program?
Well, to be honest, I'm working on a production on the Friday, so I'm just going to be able to make it on the Saturday. But I mean, I think what I most love about going to the conference is just being able to touch base with all the local filmmakers, just being able to rejuvenate my creative mind and just going and hearing from everyone and making the most of those times in between sessions where you can just chat to people and have, you know, create a nice rapport and just remind everyone that you're alive and that you're here to make film. And because those contacts are so important, those connections, I think people sometimes forget. They want to take up all the information, but they don't actually have human interaction, which is absolutely vital.
Now, you're going to be giving a talk about two ABC web series that you developed. What were the biggest challenges in developing these series?
Yeah, so I produced two documentary web series for ABC iView this year and last year. They ran over 2 years. We were super lucky to get those. We developed them for an initiative that ABC were running called Art Bites. It was in its second year. And they were offering a portion of money for anyone across Australia to develop an idea for an art series that would really connect to younger people from the age of like 18 to 30. And so I already had an idea in development for a while for both of my projects, and it was like the perfect time. So we applied, and amazingly, they loved both of our ideas, and the SAFC then stepped in, the SA Film Corporation also stepped in and gave a portion of money, which was fantastic. So one of them, to give a really brief summary, they're both available on ABC iView now to view. One's called Unboxed, and it's a 6-part web series about gender diverse artists from across Australia, really looking at how gender identity may or may not affect the way they create art. It's a really great sort of profile series into these artists' lives. And my other one is called Lessons from a Middle Class Artist, and that's a 5-part series about my friend Anthony, who's a failed musician who traveled to America to learn how to make money from music from a novelty song performer called Matt Farley, who writes songs about poop, about desks, about water, about anything and everything. He's got about 20,000 songs. And so it's like a comedy documentary about how to make money from like the world of music streaming. And available on iView now if you want to go have a look.
look both those up, Unboxed and Lessons from a Middle Class Artist. Now, you've been working in the film industry for over 7 years now. Like, and speaking of soaking up all the advice and speaking to people, what were some of the best advice that you received early on?
I think early on it was just be enthusiastic, be a worthwhile person on set, and don't be afraid to say what you'd like to do. Sometimes you don't know. When I first started in film, I was just volunteering on set as a runner, which is just someone who grabs coffee, does driving, whatever needs to be done. But I did say early on that, oh, I think producing looks pretty good. That looks like something I might want to try a bit more of. And then just by saying that, someone went, oh, well, I know someone who needs a producer. Why don't you go meet with them and see if you like them and you like the idea? And so from actually just talking to people and really saying what I want to get into, I mean, everyone's so helpful and we all need more people. And so I found it quite an easy way to get into the film industry just by working really hard. And I guess I was known as someone who would work quite hard, and everything sort of came on from there. Then eventually I started getting paid gigs from getting an agent working on TV commercials, and which led to film and TV. So, and that's where I am now. So it's all about the hard work, I think, and not being afraid of doing volunteer hours to begin with.
Well, do you think As you mentioned, you sort of express maybe what you want from the industry. Is it important to sort of have a clarity of idea about what you want to get out of being in the film industry?
I think to begin with, that's kind of a hard thing to do because even though, like, you know, I watched lots of behind the scenes on DVDs and that kind of thing, and I thought I knew a lot about how films work and the industry as a whole, but to be quite honest, there's lots of different facets, there's lots of different angles that you could be involved in. You might go in thinking you want to be a director, and then once you actually start working on set, you might find that sound recording is fascinating to you. You want to do that, or the art design, or something in post-production, like editing, sounds way more interesting. So there are so many different jobs involved in film and TV and the creation of screen content that I think you may go in with one idea, but just be open that there could be something else there that is more perfect for you. So I definitely think going in with an open mind is better than going in and being like really headstrong, thinking that you're just going to be a director or you're just going to be, which is, let's be honest, most people usually go into the film industry wanting to be a director. There's only so many spaces for directors and it's a really, really hard job. Definitely something, if you really want to do it, you should aim for it. But I think developing so many other skills along the way only makes you a better director as well.
I'm speaking with local film producer Rebecca Elliott about this year's Screen Makers Conference. Now, we just mentioned before that you've been working in film for about 7 years now, but how have you seen filmmaking change since you've been involved?
You know, I mean, it's changing constantly, I think, because of technology, but also I feel like the people who I started with are now developing bigger projects of their own, which is fantastic. The first short film I worked on, film was still being, people were still shooting on film. We were shooting on digital in shorts, but that's pretty much fully transitioned out. Most films in Australia are only done digitally, no film. And that's just in my very short lifetime. So it's changing constantly, and the cameras that people are using are changing constantly. So I guess for me as a producer, it's not about understanding the technology. It's sort of, I have people who know that, and I just trust in them, and I sort of know bits that I need to know, and then I let them make the decisions. Otherwise, you know, I'm not a specialist camera person. That would drive me nuts. But yeah, it's amazing. So, and then I also, one of my first projects, I was working with a cinematographer called Kirsty Stark, and now she's transitioned to be a producer, and I actually produced one of those documentary series, Unboxed, with her. And so I was a runner on a set. She was a cinematographer on this short film. She's gone on to, you know, produce feature films and series. And so it's really lovely being able to step up in my career along with my friends, and they're doing the same thing, even though, just like I mentioned earlier, Kirsty went in thinking that she wanted to get into camera and actually found out that producing is what she loved, and she did a bit of diversion, which you see quite a lot in the film industry.
Now, on that note, what are some of the biggest challenges of the South Australian film industry?
You know, I think we're super lucky that we have amazing locations here. I think that's what pulled a lot of outside production into the state. We have beautiful desert locations. You can shoot in the city here pretty cheaply and easily. And most of the bigger projects that I've worked on, not as a producer, but as a assistant in the office and those sorts of jobs, have purely been because we have great locations here and sort of tax incentives. So that can pull a lot of great things into the state. I think what we sort of need to look at is to actually develop more ideas here. And I think that's coming along. You know, that's always the hardest thing when, you know, the film industry certainly is all about connections. And when people in Sydney and Melbourne can literally just walk down to, you know, in Sydney they can walk down to Screen Australia, which is like the federal funding body, and just have a chat to someone, I'm not saying, you know, they're going to fund them just because they know them, but it's about those connections and just being able to reach out. And so I think what we need to do in Adelaide and in South Australia as a whole is just to try and make the most of those initiatives that go out, like Art Bites, which is all about giving people their first broadcast credit, because it makes such a big difference. Because after doing those initiatives, I now have a bit of a foot in the door at the ABC, and I know the people who work in arts there, and I'm quite, you know, I can go and have a chat to them anytime I want. And that makes a huge difference. So I think the hardest thing here is probably just we do feel a little bit apart from some of the other states, but really I think that's also a blessing because we're not entrenched in any kind of, you know, culture over there. We're sort of a bit more independent. We can do things our own way. It's a lot cheaper to run a business here and to shoot here. And that's really important as well because, I mean, it's hard enough to live in Sydney, let alone try and shoot there. Not that I've ever shot there apart from my documentaries. So I think, you know, it's challenges of the industry are in every single location, but I think they might be a few of ours, yeah.
Now, speaking as you were before about connections, about making inroads, why do you think events like the Screenmakers Conference are important to young filmmakers?
Yeah, I think it's so important to understand what is happening in the industry as a whole. And I was lucky enough because I presented a show on Radio Adelaide for about 5 years, I think. I did a filmmaking show on Radio Adelaide for 5 years, which allowed me to have media access to a lot of conferences. And so I paid my own way to travel interstate, but to go to conferences, and it just really opened my eyes that this is a worldwide industry. Just because we're in Australia doesn't mean we're not connected to that. And then that's really inspirational. And I think you can sort of see how you might fit in a larger pool and how you might be able to contribute to that. And if you feel like you're stuck in Adelaide, you feel like you're stuck in film school, you can have a really sort of unintentionally closed-minded view of what you can achieve and what your capabilities are. And I think just by having a chat to other people, being open to talking about your ideas to other people, I've never had that been a bad experience. Like it's always been positive. And it's worth putting that little bit of extra money, I think, to invest in your future. And you know what? You never know. You might go and discover, like, oh, there's none of this interests me. Maybe that means I don't want to be a producer. Maybe that means I don't want to be a director. But, gosh, there must be something in filmmaking that I can do. And you just go around and start asking. So I think what these meeting points do, and we don't have many in Adelaide, which is why I think the Screenmakers is so important, because we don't have those sorts of conferences here, and it's so easy to miss out on those when you live here. So I'd really encourage people just to go down and just have a chat, and don't be afraid to talk to anyone, talk to the people who are speaking, because I think it can be a little bit intimidating walking up to, you know, a commissioner from ABC or a commissioner from, like, Channel 7, like, gosh, they don't want to talk to me. But at the end of the day, as much as, you know, maybe they do want to dash off and have a coffee somewhere else, everyone's here to listen, and no one wants to miss out on a great idea or miss out on the next big talent. And if you think about the idea that everyone actually wants to collaborate, and that's sort of at the core of it, that's not so hard. Everyone's there on the same level when you think about it like that.
Well, it sounds like a fantastic opportunity, and people should get along. Rebecca, thank you very much for joining me this morning.
No worries, and please come along on Saturday and listen to me talk even longer.
and it'd be a great opportunity for people to hear the Adelaide talent doing well as well as internationally.
Absolutely. Thank you. It was
Thank
great
you.
Talking to you.
Local film producer Rebecca Elliott there speaking about what she's been working on and the upcoming Screenmakers Conference. Screenmakers Conference will be held on July 27 and 28. For more information on that, head to screenmakersconference.com.au.